With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. There are reports of people getting sick eating at some McDonald's restaurants.
The CDC says at least 49 people have gotten sick in 10 states, from Wisconsin to Oregon. One person has died. Colorado has the most cases. An older person in that state died. Among those taken to a hospital, a child with severe kidney complications. Everyone interviewed by the CDC in connection with the outbreak reported eating at McDonald's before becoming sick, and most mentioned eating quarter pounders. Investigators are focusing on onions and beef. McDonald's says it may be onions from a single supplier. Slivered onions and beef patties used for quarter pounders have been removed from McDonald's in the affected states, and the burgers may be temporarily unavailable in those states. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Biden issues a stark warning about Donald Trump and makes a surprising statement. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a visit to New Hampshire Democratic Party headquarters, the president warned that Trump is a genuine threat to democracy and that world leaders are terrified of what his return to the White House could do to democracy globally.
I know this sounds bizarre. It sounds like if I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. We got to lock him up.
Mr. Biden caught himself, quickly adding, politically lock him up. And he added that voters need to lock him out. The Trump campaign reacted, calling it proof that the Biden administration's plan has been to politically persecute Trump. Greg Clugston, traveling with the president at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland.
Republicans are joining Democrats at the polls to gather their ballots early this year. The surge of GOP voters has helped break records for early voting in certain swing states such as Georgia and Nevada. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 6 points, the Nasdaq rose 33. This is SRN News. Bad news from Australia.
Christianity is on the wane all across the Anglosphere, and the land down under is no exception. The latest numbers from the Census Bureau indicate just 44% of Australians self-identify as Christians, and that's down 8% from just 5 years ago. The number of people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion in Australia has risen to 40%, one of the highest percentages in any English-speaking country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion measures are on the ballot in 10 states after heated debates over terminology and impact, and that's just in English. In many places where English isn't the primary language among communities of voters, the Federal Voting Rights Act requires that all election information be available in each community's native language. But that's not always easy. There is no single word for abortion, for example, in many Native American tongues. This is SRN News. A freelance journalist who is handcuffed after refusing to stop filming the scene of a deadly car crash has sued the city of Cincinnati and the officer.
Calvin Andrus claims he was standing behind police crime scene tape and recording footage last November when an officer told him to leave. Andrus told the officer he was in the media and tried to hand him a card listing the laws that allow recording crime scenes. Prosecutors later dropped those charges. The suit accuses the city and the officer of false arrest and malicious prosecution. Jason Walker reporting.
A federal judge has ordered Rudy Giuliani to turn over his New York City apartment and various other assets to two Georgia election workers who won a $148 million defamation judgment against him. Judge Louis Lyman in Manhattan issued the ruling Tuesday. More details at SRNNews.com.